Well, good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to our National Business Solutions training call. This morning is Monday, December 2nd, 2019. And certainly for our U.S. associates, we hope that you had a fantastic Thanksgiving weekend. And I'm glad that you're out of your food coma to join the call here this Monday morning. We have got a phenomenal call lined up. We've got none other than six-figure earner Mr. Chris Evans standing by. He's going to be our keynote speaker this morning. We are also joined by $200,000 ring earner out of Massachusetts, Mr. Jim Tanner, who's going to be talking about a couple of very important events just around the corner. And, of course, we've got Platinum World Council member Mr. Mark Riches standing by as well. Mark, we're excited to hear from you. He's going to be recognizing our top producers and top recruiters for the month of November and sharing some important information with us on some other fronts as well. So what an exciting call that we've got lined up. Folks, I want to congratulate all of you who worked really hard last week. We had a phenomenal prospecting week last week. Some folks really took the advice and doubled their prospecting efforts and really made out well as far as setting up decision-maker meetings, having some decision-maker meetings last week as well, and they've got a full calendar. We've got a ton of decision-maker meetings on the calendar for this week, as well as a ton of enrollments happening this week and next week. It's just a very exciting time of year. Some of those are open enrollment meetings. Some of those are just meetings that have been set up from decision-maker meetings that you did last week and the week before. Some of you squeezing in some of those enrollments in the month of December before the year ends. I want to commend you for doing that, and I want to recommend that every decision-maker that we're meeting with today, let's try to get those meetings done before the end of the year. This is a great time to enroll employees. I'm confident that Mr. Evans will speak to that this morning, the importance of enrolling and protecting families during this special time of the year. This is the time that identity thieves thrive. We're Cyber Monday today. We know that 80% of online shopping takes place between Black Friday and Christmas morning. This is an identity thieves dream come true this time of year. I hope that we're taking that urgency, that sense of urgency, into these DM meetings that we're having this week and next week. And many of these enrollments will get set up for December. Some of the enrollments that we'll set up from these decision-maker meetings will be after the first of the year. And, of course, I'll share with you again, as I've shared before, my advice that when that happens, when you have a decision-maker that says it's just not going to happen before the holidays, it's not going to happen this month, let's schedule an enrollment, or let's do an enrollment, but let's wait till after the first of the year. My advice is to get that on your calendar. Go ahead and get a date. Even if it's a tentative date, that's better than no date at all. When you say, I'll just call you back after the first of the year and then we'll schedule something then, by the time they get to the first of the year, they just have forgotten everything that you've talked about. And that's, you know, that's when it feels like they've joined the witness protection program because they're not calling you back, they're not taking your calls, and it feels like they're avoiding you. It's just that they've lost that sense of urgency. And so if you're in front of a decision maker this week, my advice is try to get that enrollment scheduled this month. Try to get those employees protected ASAP during this all-time high season of identity theft. If it is going to go after the first of the year, my advice is to get that on a calendar. Just say, I want to go ahead and get you on my calendar. My calendar is filling up very quickly for January, and I want to make sure that we get your employees covered. Is there a day of the week that would work well? Maybe a Tuesday or a Wednesday. Get them to give you a day of the week and then ask, is it okay if I look at my calendar? And let's get something scheduled. Even if it's tentative, even if you have to call back and confirm that date, it's a lot better call that first week of January to confirm a date that you've already got on your calendar than to try to just nail something down at that point. There's my December advice for you. Probably won't be the last time that I share that advice on this call. It's just such an important time of the year, and I want to make sure that we're handling it the right way. Again, let's take the call up to Cookeville, Tennessee. We've got standing by none other than Platinum World Council member and $700,000 ringer, Mr. Mark Riches. We're so excited, Mark, for the event coming up next week. at your home in Cookeville, or in Cookeville, Tennessee, I should say, and the Christmas party at your home. Would love to hear any thoughts that you have, and of course, as you recognize our top producers and recruiters for the month of November.
Thank you very much, Mike. Good morning, everyone. Hope all of you had a great Thanksgiving. Great advice there, Mike, for really today, you know, going out there and taking advantage of the market that we have. I've got just a few announcements. Let's first back up a couple days to November, and I want to congratulate our top recruiters and top producers for the month. Let's do the recruiters first. Here's the top seven. Frederick Tingle from California, congratulations. Valerie Brown Campbell from Michigan, congratulations to you for being a top recruiter on our team. Michael Bagby, good to see that name, from Florida. Congratulations to you, sir. And then the top three, all from the state of Tennessee, not all from Cookeville, but all from Tennessee. We're competing well with Texas. Chris Corley, congratulations to you, sir. Mr. Raymond Heath, part of Chris Corley's organization, congratulations to you. And this is a new associate on the team, only been in a couple of months. Jason Jensen really worked hard to get to the double-digit recruiter last month. Congratulations to you, sir, on being the number one recruiter for the organization last month in November. Well done to all of those top recruiters. Top producers, let's do the top 10. We'll list more than that on the site. Judy Johnston, loved your note on Facebook. She put on our success team site a picture of her gifts that she's taking out to her clients. She worked hard all over the weekend getting those gifts prepared. Check that out. Great idea, Judy. Congratulations to you. From New Mexico. Evan Weston, scout from Colorado, congratulations to you. Amber Wolf, saw her, I think, a week ago in Kentucky, Glasgow, Kentucky. Congratulations to you, Amber, part of Adam and Alicia's team. I better not start naming teams. Rebecca Baker from California, congratulations, Rebecca, for being a top producer. Stan Polson from Florida, working hard with the CDLP. He's one of our CDLP trainers. Renee McKnight from Oklahoma. I love how, Mike, how many states are represented here. Doesn't matter where you live, you can be a top producer right now in Legal Shield. Richard Miller from Kansas. Great seeing that name on there. Richard, congratulations to you. And now the top three. One from Tennessee, Chris Evans. We're going to hear from him this morning. Congratulations to you, sir, on a great month. Gary Fredericks from Mississippi. Congratulations to you, Gary, with over 88 membership sales last month. And the number one producer in my entire organization last month, super proud of her, Melanie Nabb from Louisiana, with over 144 membership sales. The report I get still has sales. It doesn't have premium, but I know it was a bunch of premium. Congratulations to you, Melanie, number one producer for the month of November. And we really just appreciate everyone that went out and produced and wrote sales. Even if it's one sale, you contributed and made a difference, right? Making a difference. You're mad qualified because you're making a difference by helping people and protecting people. Hopefully after Chris Evans today, you'll know how to up that game. He's one of the top producers in the entire organization and the entire company in Legal Shield, and I'm excited to hear from him. We've announced our December Book of the Month. I also put that out on the Facebook page over the weekend. This is an exciting book. It's a rare thing that I promote a book to my team that I've not read. And this makes the second month I did that, because last month I promoted Brian Carruthers' new book, Untrapped. I have read about half that, and it is phenomenal. So if you missed that, it'll be in the archives. We have a little Book of the Month archives. You can see the whole year of the book recommendations there. But what a great habit to be on, reading these books on a regular basis. But this is the second time I've done this, and here's why. Because Larry Smith, my good friend Larry Smith, a fellow Platinum World Council member, Legal Shield associate for over 25 years. He came in just a little bit before I did. Just released last week, like the day before Thanksgiving, this new book, and it's called Dare to Get Rich. And it's really about shortening your financial learning curve. And Larry Smith lives on about 10% of his Legal Shield income. And he has incredible investments, millions of dollars in investments, that he receives income from. And he just gives all those knacks in the book. He really shares some great stuff. We're going to have him on this Thursday night's leadership call. He'll be speaking about the book and some of the tips that he shares in there. But the book is able to be ordered. It's available. It'll ship right away. It's published now. And I mean, he's earned millions and millions and millions of dollars from Legal Shield. He's a Platinum World Council member. Obviously, knows how to make money. But the most important thing is not making money, but how to keep it. And he shares some great tips on becoming rich, becoming financially independent, where you really – we talk a lot about financial freedom, but we don't spend a lot of time teaching people how to get financially free, and that is to, you know, lower your debts and lower your interest and lower your cost and, you know, get into profit mode, get into the black, right, to get into where you're not spending more than you're making. And Larry does that in an extreme way, has an amazing lifestyle. Imagine having no debt, no paying no interest to anyone for anything, having just massive amounts of cash to do anything you need to. You know, he goes and buys a car, he pays cash. He goes and buys a house, he pays cash. He's not paying interest. He teaches those secrets in the book. And it's not just about making money. I'm super excited. He has sent me a copy of that book. I can't wait to get it. It'll hopefully arrive today. And I will read it, and I will share my insights with you. But we're going to have him again on Thursday's call. Again, our December book of the month. The banner will be up shortly in the back office. But it's Dare to Get Rich by Mr. Larry Smith. One last announcement, Mike, and this is an important one. Tomorrow at 4 p.m. Central Time, I mentioned this on last week's call, and hopefully everyone listening to the call this morning is registered. But if you're not, write this down, solutionswebinar.com. And you can go to our calendar, and it's the first item in the back office. Just click on the calendar in the calendar icon in the toolbar, and it's the first item there. And this is a webinar tomorrow, and it's going to feature my brother, a Millionaire Club member with Legal Shield, $200,000 income earner. And he's going to be talking about how to make 2020 your biggest year ever. And what a great webinar. I mean, this is so important. It's not going to just talk about 2020, but he's going to help put a game plan together for the new year, but he's also going to talk about closing out 2019 in a big way. And he's got some incredible strategies and ideas he's going to share with everyone, kind of elaborating on what he was just talking about, taking advantage of the moment. There's never been a better time in Legal Shield history. I know nothing was better before I started, because I've heard the stories. It was rough. And, you know, getting paid as earned commissions and stuff like that, that's tough. But in when I joined 25 years ago, it's not been better since I joined. I mean, it is an incredible moment right now to take advantage of this B2B marketplace, going out to companies, offering Legal Shield and ID Shield as a solution. And we have high participation rate in our employee enrollments. The identity theft workshop, and Chris is going to talk about that today, is hot. Companies love that. They love free. They love lunches and lunch and learns. I mean, there's so much that we have available right now to take to the market. I hope you're taking advantage of it. But tomorrow's webinar is going to really talk for a full hour about how that all works and how you can maximize your efforts. But you've got to register now. It's almost filled up. And there will be a playback eventually, but it's better to hit the live webinar. Again, go to solutionswebinar.com. It's tomorrow, December 3rd. You must pre-register, and it's really nice. The webinar service will send you out a reminder, but it's tomorrow, December 3rd, Tuesday at 4 o'clock p.m. Central Time. And click on that link and get registered, and then be sure to be on the webinar tomorrow at 4. It's going to be fantastic. Mike, thank you for taking time out of your schedule. I know you're busy this time of year. And thank you for taking time and preparing that and producing that tomorrow. We're very excited to hear from that. And hope all of you order the book of the month. Again, congratulations to those top recruiters and producers. And with that, Mike, I'll turn it back to you.
Well, fantastic. I really am looking forward to that webinar tomorrow. And you're 100% right. I mean, it's about closing out 2019 in a big way. It's also about really thinking farther out and where do you want to be 12 months from today? As we launch into December 2020, what do you want your business to look like, and how do you really make that happen? And so I'm really excited for that. And all of the things, I just couldn't agree more, Mark. We're in such a great time right now with this company and with these products and with the market the way that it is. It's never been as receptive as it is right now to the products that we're offering. I want to take the call to Massachusetts. We've got standing by Mr. Jim Tanner, again, a $200,000 ring earner with the company, to talk about some important things that I hope are on your radar and that you're gearing up for some big events. Jim, of course, any other thoughts that you have for our team here this morning? We'd love to hear from you on that as well. But let's go ahead and take the call to the state of Massachusetts, to Mr. Jim Tanner.
Well, good morning, Mr. Riches. Thank you so much for having me on. I'll be as brief as I can because I'm excited to hear from Mr. Chris Evans as well. And I'll talk about him for a second in a moment. But I just want to, because Mr. Mark Riches was talking about this incredible opportunity we have to hear from Larry Smith on Thursday, I want to make sure everybody knows, because we have a lot of new people joining this success team, that call on Thursday evening is at 6 p.m. Central on the exact same phone number that you dialed in this morning. So for those of you listening live, you already know how to push the right numbers in the right order because you're here and you're listening to this, and we'll make sure we get that out to everybody by email as well. That's going to be this Thursday evening, 4 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Central. I'm so excited to be able to participate in that. And I've had those remarkable opportunities at Performance Club trips and at our events to have that gentleman just pour into me. And I couldn't absorb it fast enough. I just love hearing everything he has to say. And I love that we're now going to have a book that we can continue to go back and reference, that I can highlight, dog ear, underline, where I can take all the great nuggets and just keep them as part of my ammunition to build my financial future into my 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and beyond, and then the legacy for my family. This is a critical book. I know that everybody wants to know the secrets about how to market more memberships and how to open more groups, and you're getting all of that from the success team. But there is this entire population of our team members that are making incredible income, and we want to make sure that you keep all of that incredible income and that you use the leverage of that incredible income to make even more income. So that's going to be such a great call and a phenomenal book, and I'm excited for that. Mr. Riches, I think a lot right now about the 10-year period that has passed because this is the final month of the decade. And that is really something to comprehend, and that's why we have so many opportunities for us to come together by conference call, this fantastic webinar that you're going to be doing tomorrow. I'll echo to say everybody get registered for that. Make sure that you don't miss that. We have an incredible event coming up December 13th and 14th live in Cookeville, Tennessee. I know many of you listening have already reserved your seats at this event for our Tennessee Success Academy. It's Friday and Saturday, again, December 13th and 14th. We're holding it this year at the Holiday Inn Express and Suites in Cookeville, and we have rooms available in a room block at that Holiday Inn Express, so that it's nice and easy for you to stay there, but also there's hotels surrounding that as well. So make sure you get your hotel booked. Make sure that you've got your seats reserved. This is an event that will sell out. We really pour a lot into this event. We talk about it. Really, it feels like the second half of every calendar year. By the time we get into late summer, we start talking about December. And this is going to be an event where when we look at our team and what we've done as a team for over now two decades, 25 years since Mr. Mark Riches started the success team, this will be one of those moments where you can say, okay, here is a mile marker, December 13th and 14th. 2019. Now, on Friday the 13th, we're going to spend the day 9 to 5 training, developing you. You're going to hear from Millionaire Club members, multiple six-figure ring earners, people that have had tremendous success in our team, marketing Legal Shield as a B2B solution, as a commercial truck driver solution, across the kitchen table, protecting families. You're going to hear from people that have built international professional producing teams. I'm talking about having the ability to build essentially your own agency of sales professionals in all 50 states, across Canada, into the UK. You're going to hear from those types of people. And then on Friday evening, the annual Christmas party at the Riches Ranch, where Mark and Jennifer Riches open up their home so that you can experience their home, the ranch. I'm sure many of you, hopefully all of you, have seen the videos of the ranch, that Legal Shield. They came out and they shot this beautiful professional video, and they put it out so that people could see the lifestyle of Mark and Jennifer Riches. Well, one thing that's always been captivating to me since I got started, and when I started in this business, I didn't know anybody who was financially successful. I didn't know a single entrepreneur. I didn't know any millionaires. And when I went to the ranch for the first time, not long after I got started in this business, it was for an event just like we're talking about here coming up, Tennessee Success Academy. I got to step foot on the Riches Ranch and see what I'd seen in the magazine pictures, what I'd seen in those videos. And I started to understand these are real people. They have succeeded in the very same business that I'm in. And the only thing they've done that I haven't done yet is they have consistently done the daily activities of the winners. And that was a trajectory change for me in my life. And over the years, I have watched so many people have that same aha moment, stepping foot on the Riches Ranch, experiencing what it's like.
Oh, I think that we lost Mr. Tanner there for some reason. I'm sorry, although I 100% agree with what he was saying, that aha moment of being there at the Riches Ranch in Tennessee, and we're definitely looking forward to that event next week. It's going to be just phenomenal. Mark, thank you again for hosting that, and please pass our gratitude on to your wife, Jennifer, as well.
I know sometimes you get so excited you hit your phone and hang it up. So
yeah. Maybe that's what happened there. I'm stalling just for a second to see if he's able to jump back on, but he's probably doing like me. He's still talking, doesn't know that he's been disconnected. I know I've done that many times. So.
He's in Boston, so maybe his phone just froze.
Yeah, that very well could be as well. Well, we are certainly looking forward to that event next week at your ranch and certainly at the Holiday Inn Express there in Cookeville. Mr. Tanner, I believe that we've got you back on now. Is that correct?
I am here. I did not realize you lost me. Sorry about that.
That's okay. You were talking about that Cookeville event and really just the experience. I'll give you the chance to finish if that's okay. The experience of being there and just, you know, experiencing it in person. I'll let you finish that thought if that's okay.
Not only is that okay, but that is a phenomenal way for the host of this call to let the speaker know exactly where he dropped off. So thank you so much, and sorry everybody about that. We're under quite a bit of snow here, and I think that might have had something to do with it. And as I was saying, not only was it an incredible experience for me personally, But I've seen over the years coming back to the ranch, bringing team members to the ranch, having this experience of training and the incredible Christmas party and the camaraderie and the community of it all allows all of us to have those aha moments. And people can realize that the opportunity to have a successful business, and you get to define what success is, but whether that's a six-figure income, a multiple six-figure income, to become a millionaire with Legal Shield, sometimes that seems a little fuzzy and far off, but then when you meet the real people who've already done it and you start to understand these are people just like me, they walk the same road I'm about to walk, they come from where I come from, they have the same challenges and the similarities is, I think, what helps so many people see for themselves. So please join us at the Tennessee Success Academy. Again, all you have to do is go to your toolbar when you log into your Success Team website. Click on the calendar icon in your toolbar, and you'll see the registration page for Tennessee Success Academy. Make sure you register for the event, because this event will sell out. It's not an arena, so we're going to get everybody into Cookeville. And as you heard Mr. Riches say over the last couple of weeks, there are other events in Cookeville that weekend, so get your hotels booked. Make sure you're there with us. It's going to be an incredible event. Now, that event in Cookeville is not going to be in an arena, but in Dallas, Texas in the spring, we are certainly going to be in an arena where thousands of Legal Shield independent associates from around the globe are going to come together in Dallas, Texas, And I want to mention this. It is April 2nd through the 5th. And you might be thinking, why does he want to talk about April 2nd through the 5th? You know, we're still in December of 2019. Well, because we have it on good authority that Mr. Mike Riches, our host this morning and every Monday, is putting together and is a part of this super secret program to put together an advanced B2B training that's going to be taking place. So we want to make sure that all of you, because really now is the time to be scheduling your travel, to be getting your hotel room reserved, maybe picking an Airbnb so that you and several other members of your team can come together and be under one roof for the event. We know all of that is going on now, and we want to make sure that everybody knows about this, that you don't come in late and miss it. You don't find out that you should have come in. It's going to happen during right at the beginning of this event, and we'll give you more details about that coming up soon. But just make sure you're registered for our international convention, which, again, is taking place in Dallas, Texas. That's going to be April 2nd through the 5th. You don't want to miss this. This is where every leader, everybody that goes out and speaks at the Super Saturday events, at all of the events that we promote throughout the year, where these individuals are speaking, they're the one keynote speaker at the event. People like Mr. Mike Riches, Mr. Mark Riches, Darnell Self, Brian Carruthers, Larry Smith. Well, they fan out all year long, all over the world, speaking at these events in smaller markets. And once or twice a year, you get them all on one main stage, and that's what's going to be happening in Dallas, Texas, where every member of the most successful, the hundreds of millionaire club members, the hundreds of people that are earning a six-figure income, all training from the main stage and from breakout stages in all of these drill-down concept, key concept-type trainings that you're going to all want to be a part of. So maybe you're brand new to the team. Like I said, we've got a lot of folks that are brand new. You didn't even know that we had an international convention every year. It is my honor to be the one to let you know that, in fact, is the reality and it exists. And again, just like you do for our Cookeville event coming up in a few weeks, you can register by going to the calendar icon in your back office. Scroll down, and you will see the Dallas Legal Shield International Convention registration right there for you so that you can easily register and reserve your seats for that event. Ladies and gentlemen, I am excited. As I mentioned, it is the end of the decade. And I can't think of anybody else that I'd want to start the last month of the decade with than Mr. Chris Evans, who you're going to be hearing from in a moment. I just want to say, because he's going to get a proper introduction from Mr. Mike Riches, but I want you to know that I would not be here on this call with you today if not for Chris Evans, because Chris Evans was one of the key speakers at my first Tennessee Leadership event. And I met him, and he was so genuine, honest, caring, and giving that I just had to pinch myself to think that there were so many people that were succeeding that were willing to help me. Not even a part of my upline support team, just a caring, generous man that is willing to run ahead and also to challenge us to run and chase him, but also uniquely able to coach and mentor each and every one of us so that we can go as far as we wish to go in our business. He is just truly a friend. And Mr. Riches, again, I don't want to step on your introduction, but I am so excited to hear from Chris Evans. I'll turn it back to you, Mr. Riches.
Absolutely. And listen, that's well deserved. I am so excited for these events that are coming up. And thank you so much, Mr. Tanner, for speaking to those next week in Cookeville, Tennessee. And then, of course, our big international convention in April. And I'm with you. It's certainly not too early to be not just thinking about that right now, but really planning for it and preparing and getting all the travel and registration taken care of. And I just could not agree any more with you. As you speak about Mr. Chris Evans, our keynote speaker here this morning, we're so excited to have him on, a six-figure earner with the company. And as Mark mentioned, one of the top producers in the entire company, which is an honor to have him as part of this call. In addition to those accolades, well, I think one thing that really makes Chris special and unique is the way that he thinks, and that's where I've learned so much from him. He tends just to think outside the box a little bit more than most people, and that's one of the things that I think has led to his success. And now he's a big follower of the system, don't get me wrong, but he's always thinking in a different direction, and there's a great book, Think Like a Freak, and I'm not calling Mr. Evans a freak, but it talks about sometimes to get ahead in business and in life, you just need to think outside the box a little bit. You need to think about things a little bit differently, and that's one of the things that I've really respected about Chris is his ability to do that continuously, and not only a friend of the team, but a personal friend as well. So thank you very much, Chris Evans, for joining us this morning. We're excited to hear from you and excited to hear your thoughts and your training this morning as we launch into the final month of this decade. And we'll turn the call over to you.
All right. Well, thank you very much for that introduction. I guess let's get freaky here. But I am excited to be on the call this morning when Mark had asked me to speak. I was starting to put together some notes and you know, thinking about identity theft workshops. I've done identity theft workshops, you know, for years. My favorite time to conduct an identity theft workshop is during the holiday season. I'm sure that, you know, you would agree, and you know, anybody who's done the identity theft workshops during the holidays would agree with that as well. There's just something about it. And so I was putting the notes together and putting some thoughts as far as, you know, what would I want to say, what would I want to do. And then, you know, there were so many complexities and things that I've kind of learned over the years and I've picked up over the years. But, you know, then I started reflecting on, okay, I just did an identity theft workshop last week, and I did one the day before that, and I did one the day before that. I think, you know, the week before Thanksgiving, I ended up doing, I think, 6 or 7 different identity theft workshops. And, you know, when I look back at those, they were all very simple. So while looking at all the individual pieces, it may seem complex. I just want to let you know that if you are thinking about doing these identity theft workshops, it's a lot more simple than you might think. And so I want to just maybe throw out some tips, some things that I've picked up that have really taken, I think, some of my workshops up a notch, but then also just kind of reflect on some of the things that I've done workshop-wise here recently and maybe go over some of the things that we've done there. You know, a couple of tips on identity theft. Number one, understand that the timing has never been better than it is right now. Now, I'm not just talking about the holiday season. I'm talking about identity theft in general. And then when you combine that with the holiday season, it goes up exponentially. There was a recent survey that was conducted by an organization, a credit organization, and they said that 85% of Americans believe that their risk of identity theft and fraud goes up during the holiday season. 85% of Americans believe their risk of identity theft and fraud goes up during the holiday season. What does that mean? It means the perception is there. It doesn't matter what the numbers are. Now, we know that the majority of online shopping is done, 80% between Black Friday and Christmas. We know that Cyber Monday is probably one of the biggest online shopping days of the year. None of that matters. What matters most is the perception. What is it that people believe? What is it that people think? Without us having to go in and sell the problem to them, they already believe the problem is there. 85%. What does that mean? 85% of the HR people that you talk to today already believe that their risk of identity theft and fraud goes up during the holiday season. 85% of the employees that you're going to present to already believe that their risk of identity theft and fraud goes up during the holiday season. 85% of family members, of individuals, of everybody that you speak with already believe that their risk of identity theft and fraud goes up during the holidays. Again, you don't have to sell the problem. You just have to offer the solution. And in offering that solution, you're never going to find yourself in a better time than you are right now. Second thing with timing, people are in the buying spirit. I mean, this is the season that people want to buy. Understand this. People hate to be sold, but they love to buy. That's why I never want to come across as a salesperson. The second that you walk into a room and you start doing a sales presentation, you're losing the interest. But when you come in as an educator, when you come in as an expert in the industry and you just present solutions, allow people to make the buying decisions. Also, timing-wise, we're all familiar with some of the data breaches that have happened in the marketplace. The Equifax data breach, a lot of people don't realize this, but there is a settlement deadline of January 22nd that's coming up. Most people haven't even checked to see if they're a victim of that Equifax data breach. I love that when I'm talking with an HR director and I talk to them and they haven't looked, or they, you know, didn't know about the upcoming deadline, or if I'm doing an identity theft workshop and you've got employees there that weren't aware of that deadline, or people that haven't checked and they go ahead and pull that up right then. I'll talk about that here in a minute. But again, that's a deadline that's coming up that puts the timing perfect right now. The Yahoo data breach settlement, a lot of people aren't even aware of that one. Most, you know, a lot of people knew about the Equifax settlement. They weren't familiar with all the statistics and deadlines and things like that. But most people have never even heard of the Yahoo settlement. And the Yahoo settlement is potentially more money in people's pockets and affected, you know, a larger number of individuals. So the Yahoo settlement is coming up, and that's not until July, so we'll be talking about that through next year as well. But I incorporate that in my identity theft workshop as well, because I'm going to be talking about data breaches and talking about settlement. So first of all, understand the timing. Understand that the timing has never been better than it is right now. Second of all, you need to understand that you are not going in as a salesperson. You are going in as an expert in the industry, and that's how you have to posture yourself. One, know the facts. Know the facts on identity theft. Understand that identity theft is the fastest growing crime in the country. Understand that identity theft is the number one consumer complaint with the Federal Trade Commission. Understand that people are being affected by identity theft. It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. One of my favorite things when I'm talking with an HR director is to mention that your employees right now are looking for identity theft protection programs. Right now, your employees are affected and they're looking for solutions. And here's what we can do. And so again, you just incorporate it in to what you're already doing. If you're already prospecting, add these identity theft workshops in. If you're not out there prospecting, start prospecting. It doesn't matter what you've done up to this point. You know, people say, well, have I missed the opportunity? Have I missed the boat? You know, because we talked a couple months ago about those that are going to have the biggest December or those that take advantage in October and November. And what if you've missed it? Well, you may not have as many enrollments lined up, but I promise you, it is not too late to take advantage of the marketplace right now. In fact, there are some companies that are, you will have a better chance of getting into next week by talking to them today than you would have had you talked to them a month ago or 2 months ago. And the reason is timing. I mean, the market is always affecting people in different ways. And so when you talk to an HR director, they may have just had an identity theft experience that they didn't have 2 months ago. It might be on their radar. You might walk into a group that's looking for an identity theft benefit because one of their employees just came into them with a story about how they were affected during this holiday season. So, again, timing, I don't want to dwell on the timing other than to say, you know, now is the time. Timing is to business what location is to real estate. It's everything. And you are not, or you could not find yourself in a better place at the right time than you are right now with the number one identity theft benefit in the marketplace. So timing aside, let's jump right into the identity theft workshops. I've met with an HR director. I've mentioned to him that we've got an identity theft workshop right now, very popular. I've mentioned to him some of the things that we're going to hit on, some of the things that we're going to cover in that identity theft workshop. Couple of key components. Number one, we're going to talk to your employees about identity theft. So they've got a good basis of what it is. They've got an understanding of how it affects them. Number two, we're going to talk to them about how to protect the company's information as well as protecting their own personal information. See, I want to hit on both angles that, hey, I'm going to talk to them about how to protect your company's info. I'm going to talk to them about how to protect their info. Number three, I'm going to talk to them about the data breaches that they're all familiar with, but what are some things that they need to know specifically if they were affected by that Equifax breach or that Yahoo breach? How can they take advantage of the opportunities that are there for them with the settlement? And also, what are some things that they need to do to be proactive knowing that their information's already been compromised? So those are some of the things that I'm going to hit on as far as here's what we're going to cover. And then kind of the way that we wrap it up is say, and it's the holiday season. We know that your employees will not be excited about sitting in another meeting or another training. But let me tell you that these holiday identity theft workshops are fun. We come in and we do some giveaways. And depending on when you think is the best opportunity to get everybody together, so that's one of the lines I like to use, is up to you to determine when is the best time in getting everybody together, because in just a moment I'm going to ask them, when's the best time for us to get everybody together? And say, so I say, plus, depending on when it's the best time for you, or whenever the best time that you think is the best time to get everybody together, we can bring in donuts in the morning. We can bring in cookies in the afternoon. In fact, we can even do a lunch and learn where we'll bring in the lunch and we'll bring in the learn. Would your employees, you know, prefer pizza, sandwiches, just what? And you're just going to go with it. And I say, and if we need to split it up into multiple groups, we can do that as well. We understand that it's hard sometimes to get everybody off the line. So if I need to do a 30-minute break in the morning, if I need to do a 30-minute lunch, if I need to do a 30-minute afternoon, that's what I'm going to do. And again, it's about being flexible too, because if a company has 7 employees, I'm not going to come in and offer to bring in donuts, pizzas, and cookies for those 7 employees 3 times during the day. But if I'm talking to a company that has 100 employees, I would rather do 3 groups of 25, 30 than I would 1 group of 100. And that's going to come from just experience and getting out and working and knowing what works and knowing what works best. Here's the thing. If you haven't failed at something, then you haven't worked hard enough. And for those of us that have worked, we failed and we know what works and what doesn't work. And I've learned that that's what I prefer. I prefer a smaller group. 20 to 25 for me is perfect. Anytime that I can line that up when I'm setting up these workshops, that's what I'm going to do. So we get a date set. She says, you know, hey, or the HR director says, here's what we can do. He says this, she says that. Let's shoot for, you know, breakfast on such and such date or this date. You know, I'm going to go ahead and put that down, or I'm going to give them a couple of dates. Depending on when is the best time for them, if I say, you know, what's the best time to get everybody together, and they say, well, you know, for us, we can do, you know, morning or we can do a lunch, whatever, I'm going to pull out my calendar and I'm going to look. And I prefer to give them a couple of dates rather than just saying, when do you think, and letting them say, well, let me take a look and get back with you or give the opportunity to that. I'm going to pull out my calendar and I'm going to say, if they've said morning or afternoon or whatever, and I'm going to look down and I'm going to say, well, you know, the Holiday Identity Theft Workshop is our most popular workshop and I do have a pretty full calendar, but I can actually do Tuesday morning or if you want to do a lunch, I can do, you know, Thursday and just give them whatever dates. I like to give them 2 choices. Because here's what then they have to decide. Instead of deciding yes or no, I want them to decide between Tuesday and Thursday. If you give them a choice of yes or no, you got a 50-50 shot of them saying no. If I say Tuesday or Thursday, I've got a 100% shot of them giving me one of those. So we set up the workshop, coming back in. Number one, as far as prep work, I'm going to now kind of go back and look at what I've done workshop-wise over the last few. I always love to get up-to-date facts and figures. If you've done identity theft workshops and you're still using the same slides that you used, you know, for the past 3 years, you need to update those. One, I like a holiday flair. So my first slide just says, "'Tis the season for identity theft." The workshop is pretty much the same slide-wise, but I've got a couple of slides in there with some holiday graphics in them. But the facts and the figures. I like to look up recent data breaches. I like to look up local data breaches. If I'm out of town and I'm in an area that I'm not familiar with, I'm going to Google search identity theft in that area. You'll have something that will hit recently. Data breaches. What are some recent data breaches? I'll pull those up and incorporate those into my slides, into my facts, into my figures. So you've got all the different updated facts, all the different updated figures in your presentation. Now, the big question that some people have is, well, I don't have a laptop, or I don't have a projector. Honestly, you don't need one. I haven't carried my own projector in years. And the reason is, here's what you need to understand about doing identity theft workshops or presentations with companies. If they're large enough that you're going to be doing a presentation, they're typically a company that is accustomed to doing presentations, which means they're going to have their own projector in there. If you don't have a laptop, you can get the presentation and have it on a jump drive. You know, borrow a computer from somebody, or go to somebody that has a computer and download the workshop and put it on a jump drive and carry that around with you. Most places that you go to will have that. And if it's a group that's small enough that they don't have a projector, it's probably a group that's small enough that I wouldn't even use a projector. I would just have some handouts and I would just shoot from the hip, you know, and just stand in front of the room and do a presentation. So, but if I'm doing a presentation that I have the slides, I've got them updated. I've got them updated with the new facts, the new figures, the statistics. I love having something in my my slides that might be a data breach recently as within the past week or the past few days. So I've updated that. Number two, the day of the workshop, I'm going to go pick up whatever, you know, goodies that we're doing, whether it's donuts or whether it's cookies or whether it is, you know, pizzas, things like that. And you don't have to go all out here. I've seen people come in with a full buffet spread. You don't want to do that. Typically, I like to find a local donut shop. Again, these are just kind of just tips of things. I much prefer a local donut shop over, you know, like a Walmart bakery. You'll spend a few dollars more, but to me, it's worth it. Or Cookie Tray, Sam's Club, Costco. If you've got any of those in there, they have some great cookie trays, stuff like that. And then pizzas, you can, you know, get, you know, discounts on Papa John's, or you can even pick up Little Caesars. You know, things like that. But, you know, always have something like that. Then I come in and I get everything set up. Make sure you're there early. You never want to show up with everybody else already in the room and then you're carrying in the food. Then it becomes awkward. Then you're trying to pass stuff out. I like to get there early, have the cookies or donuts or snacks or whatever pizza set up beforehand. Then I can get all my PowerPoint set up. I want to be relaxed. I want to be able to talk with the HR director that's going to introduce me. And then most importantly, and this is the most important part of this, you want to be there greeting people, shaking hands, talking with people. You already want to have that guard down before you start presenting with everybody. You want to be, you know, they're laughing. You want to be there. Kind of the ice already broken before you get up to present to them. Then it's identity theft workshop time. Get up there and present. And your first time presenting is not going to be as good as your second time presenting, which is not going to be as good as your third time presenting. If you want to know the best way, when people ask me, they say, what's the number one tip that you would give in doing a better identity theft presentation? If you wanted to become a better presenter doing an identity theft workshop and you said, you know, what's the number one tip that you would give? My number one tip is to do an identity theft workshop. because the best way to learn is to do it. You know, like I said, there's so many little nuances and things that I've picked up that when I started trying to put them into notes, I couldn't because there were so many. But I got those because they were things that I just picked up from doing this presentation. So do this presentation. If you have never done a presentation, go out with someone to see a presentation if you have the opportunity to do that. Team up with somebody who's done these workshops before and help them and watch them. And you can even split up the presentations. I've seen that done, you know, the presentation and the workshop. But just get in there and do it. Just get in there and get your feet wet. Get your hands dirty. So you're going to go through the workshop. In the workshop, here's how I have it broken down. Number one, I talk about the identity theft facts. And different workshops are going to be different times. 30 minutes is an ideal time frame to do an identity theft workshop. But I'm going to talk about the facts and the figures. Here's identity theft. Here's what it is. This is probably the most boring part of the presentation, so you don't want to spend a lot of time on that. But you do want to let people know that identity theft is more than just a credit-related issue. I want to talk to them about what it is. Then you're going to talk about some of the scams and the fraud that's going on in the marketplace right now. Now, some of the scams and the fraud that are going on, especially during the holiday season, I talk about phishing and spear phishing and how the holiday season is a big time for that. I'm going to talk about electric pickpocketing and skimming. And when you talk about electronic pickpocketing, that's where a thief can steal your credit card from right inside your wallet. Now, I like to show a little video about that because we've got a video that talks about identity theft or the skimming electronic pickpocketing during the holiday season. And I like to show that, and I like to get people on edge about that. One of the reasons I like that one also so much is at the end of my presentation, I give away some RFID sleeves. We've just talked about that as a problem. Caller ID spoofing. If you are not caller ID spoofing in your presentations, you are missing out. Caller ID spoofing is probably the coolest thing that you can do in one of your workshops live. And this is where you change the phone number on someone's caller ID to make it look like someone else is calling from in that room. And I like using this app now. There's an app that you can get that you can do this, and you can actually change the voice. You can add background noise. You can do all this. And so I'll go through right there, do the spoofing demo, and a lot of times people don't really understand how it affects them from an identity theft standpoint, but they know that it's cool, and it gets that guard down. And then when you come in and you're able to explain, okay, here's how thieves are doing this, here's how thieves are using it, a lot of times that's the main thing that they'll take away. They'll remember it, like, wow, that was really cool. So if you're not doing that, again, do that. In fact, I think that spoof card has – a Cyber Monday deal where you can get 50% off the spoofing app. I don't make any money off of them, but I think that they've got a sale going on. But do it if you haven't done it. I talk about social engineering, and then I talk about data breaches. And data breaches are the thing that's on everybody's mind right now. A couple of things that I hit on with data breaches is that data breaches aren't just about hackers hacking into a database somewhere. Data breaches could be somebody throwing out some information, someone leaving a laptop in their car that they shouldn't have. In fact, 32% of all data breaches are the result of human error. So I talked to them a little bit about that. That makes the HR person happy because I'm talking about how they can prevent data breaches in their organization. But then I go and talk about some of the data breaches that we've had recently that we had no control over. And you would be amazed at how many data breaches there have been just this year, in 2019, and we're not talking about the Equifax breach, we're not talking about the Yahoo breach, we're talking about since then, over 4,000 data breaches with over 4 billion compromised records. And this is where it's cool to know some of the recent ones, because when you start throwing out some names, just this year, Capital One, 106 million records, Evite, 100 million, Facebook, 600 million, Fortnite, 200 million records. You know, anybody that's got kids is probably familiar with Fortnite. Adobe, 7.5 million. Instagram, 49 million. WhatsApp, 1.5 billion. Cafe Press, 23.2 million. Disney Plus, everybody's familiar with Disney Plus. They had a data breach 36 hours after it launched. So, again, identity theft is there. Data breaches are there. And this is what I tell them. I say, guys, girls, you know, quite frankly, here's what we got. We live in a database society, and a database society is a data breach society. A data breach society is a dangerous society to live in if you don't protect yourself. It's not a matter of if you're going to be a victim, it's when. And unfortunately, most of us are victims right now, whether we know it or not. So what can we do to protect ourselves? And then I'll go over some of the tips. With the Equifax breach, you know, I'll talk to them about, you know, that deadline. One of them, here's another one of my favorite live demos. Find somebody who doesn't know if they're a victim of identity theft or a victim of the Equifax breach, and have them, I like to have a couple of different people, pull it up and look, EquifaxSecurity2017.com, to see if they're a victim. Because I love right there in that class when you get a couple people, and here's really what it takes, one person to say that they were a victim, one person to say, oh, I was hit, and then everybody else who hasn't looked all of a sudden wants to pull out their phones and take a look as well. And I love when you start getting some of those hits in there. So we'll talk about that. And then we go into the identity theft prevention tips, and I won't go over those right now, but I have a list of 10 tips that I give them in a handout. That I kind of go over, but every one of those tips ties back into things that I've told them, and it helps them kind of with things that I'm about to talk about with the benefit. And then I transition from the identity theft workshop into the benefit by saying, following all of the above side suggestions will not completely protect you. Obtaining some type of identity theft protection plan that provides restoration services is essential. And then I go right into the benefit. Now, depending on the type of group that I'm speaking with, if I'm talking with an HR group or a civic union, or if I'm talking with a Lions Club or a Chamber of Commerce, I may not be doing a sales presentation. I may be doing an educational, in which case I will go in and start talking about the different types of identity theft plans. And I'll explain to them the difference between monitoring and reimbursement, fraud alert and restoration, what it is that they want to look for. But if I'm doing an enrollment, I will go right into the benefit that we're offering, and then say, following all the above suggestions will not completely protect you. Obtaining some type of identity theft protection is essential, and here's the good news for you. XYZ ABC Company is making available to you guys a benefit, and it's the benefit, and then I'm going to go right in and just tell them about why we recommend this benefit. Here's what we recommend. And here's why. The best way that I found to do an identity theft presentation is pull out the app. There's a demo mode on the app, and you can just kind of go through, here's what you're going to get. Here's how this works. You know, you're going to be able to set up monitoring. You're going to be able to, and then I'll just live demo the app for them right there. If it's a large group and they can't all see where I'm at, I'll have the slides up as well, but I always pull out my phone and always demo the app and show that to them. And then I transition to the legal part and say that, you know, we found that identity theft can lead to a lot of different legal issues. You got criminal charges, arrests, lawsuits, garnishments, civil litigation, IRS audits, all things that you're going to need access to an attorney for. The great thing about this benefit that you guys have through your company is that you also have access to a legal protection program. And then I go right into the legal plan, and I'm going to do my legal benefit presentation. I go through there, all my lines, things like that, and then I just go into, at the end of that, I'll quickly mention the member perks. Holiday season is huge for that right now. I've got a couple of examples of things that I've just saved money on. In fact, today I'm purchasing some stuff from HP, some toner for my printer. And I forgot all about them being one of our member perks, and pulled it up and ended up getting $25 here that I'm going to order after this call that I save through my member perks. So I'll mention that and then just go through my normal close. And then I've got the applications, having them fill out the applications. Here's one of the things I always do also in a holiday workshop is I will do a giveaway. I love doing a giveaway because it just creates more of a festive atmosphere. You know, and you can decide what you want to give away. Some people give away, you know, TVs. And right now you can get a pretty good sized TV for, you know, anywhere from $50 to $100. My favorite thing to give away typically is a Kindle Fire. You can get those on Amazon for $50. The Amazon Echo, the Echo Dot little thing, I love those. One of the reasons I love those is because, you know, you've got the Hey Alexa Ask Legal Shield feature. But those are things that are familiar. People know them. And today, Cyber Monday, I would encourage you to go on to Amazon if you don't have stuff that you like to do for giveaways. And you can get the Kindle Fires for $29, or even better, which I'm preferring right now, are these Echo Dots. $22, you get them. They're typically $50. You can get two right now, I think, online for $38. And then you've got those. If you don't have Amazon Prime or whatever, Target is selling them today for $20, $22, and things like that, the Kindle Fires as well. So again, you don't have to do that. But I like doing that because it gives me just an opportunity to close out with something festive. And they're small enough that I can keep in my bag that I can kind of gauge on how the presentation and how my close is going at that point. And if it's going really well, I'll bring out two. Some people say, well, wouldn't you want two if it's not going good to get it going good? No, I'm going to give away one. And if it's going really good, I'll pull out two because you'll always end up getting a few more out of there that you may have not gotten otherwise. So typically between, you know, a workshop and, you know, that you might do, you will, you know, spend $100. But, you know, I wrote over 100 memberships last month from spending, you know, probably $500 in giveaways, food, treats, you know, things like that. Definitely was well worth the investment. So, you know, again, there's so many different things, and I'd love to see us maybe put together some type of training or maybe do a dedicated training call on the workshop, because I realized that this was really scattered and there was a lot that we tried to throw in there. But the biggest thing that you can do is schedule the workshops. Just get them scheduled. You've got time to figure out the workshop. Don't think that you've got to sit and get everything together and get your PowerPoints and get your slides and figure out what your giveaways are going to be and do all of that. Go out and just schedule the workshop. Just get them scheduled. We will help you to figure it out. I promise you. You get if someone called me up and said, hey, I've got a workshop, you know, next Thursday at such and such scheduled, and I've got no idea what I'm doing, we can help you. We will help you to get there. But get out there and work. That's the biggest key. That's the biggest thing. Just start working, get them done, and then get out there and start doing them. I promise you this. If you were starting zero, if I was starting with zero prospects and I was just, you know, starting today, I landed in a market that I had no idea, and I went out doing nothing other than offering identity theft workshops, I promise you, I could have the best month that I've ever had because the market has never been as good as it has before. December has always been my best month every year. There's never been a December that I've had that has so many things going for it as you have right now. And then my final holiday tip, which isn't necessarily the workshop, but I was just looking here this morning. I'm putting together gifts that I'm delivering to all of my companies, is give holiday gifts to your prospects, to companies that you've already met with, to your existing clients. Sometimes people think, well, I've already gone in and done an enrollment in them. I don't need to send them anything. I get memberships constantly from groups, and it's because of the relationships that I continue to maintain with them. And here's what I know. Whenever I send out gifts, because I've got a lot of groups that are long distance, whenever I send out gifts to these groups, I always will get a few applications that'll come in that they've sent to me because it put me on their radar again, and I may have not talked to them in a few months. So take advantage of this opportunity. Take advantage. Get out there. Do it. And I look forward to hearing the success stories in January of all the producers from this month because they took advantage of that marketplace. So with that, I'll turn it back to you, Ms. Riches.
Wow, Mr. Chris Evans, fantastic information. I'm just getting text messages. This is so helpful, and I really appreciate you sharing, again, just so many great tips, one after another after another. I hope that those folks that are listening in this morning and those that are listening to this on playback are taking good notes. And really, I think, folks, the key is ask yourself, what am I missing? Because Chris Evans just went through a whole host of things that he does, and he wrote 100 sales last month. So, you know, how does your production look compared to his? Is there anything that you're missing? Is there any piece of that that you say, you know what, I could improve this? And I know for most of us, there were probably several things that we can take back and immediately apply to see better results in our own businesses. Again, Mr. Chris Evans, thank you so much to you for your leadership and for preparing those thoughts this morning. We want to thank Mr. Mark Riches and Mr. Jim Tanner as well for sharing on the call. And thank you to each of you. Congratulations again on closing out a phenomenal month of November. Let's go out and make this the biggest December ever for our success team and for you personally in your Legal Shield business. Make it a great week, folks. God bless you, and we'll talk to you soon.